The Biden administration has just finished a lengthy review of U.S. policy toward North Korea. The watchwords, a calibrated, practical approach, according to Secretary of State Antony Blinken. Now, as we hear from NPR's Michelle Kellerman, the U.S. is waiting to see what North Korea's approach will be.
North Korea's nuclear program has been one of the thorniest issues for U.S. foreign policymakers in recent decades. Secretary Blinken puts it this way.
This is an incredibly hard problem. And to state the obvious, it is yet to be solved from administration to administration, Democrat and Republican.
The Biden administration consulted every U.S. official involved in past diplomacy with North Korea. Blinken has also been talking to U.S. allies to make sure everyone's on the same page. Now he's hoping North Korea will see this as an opportunity to engage.
What we have now is a policy that calls for a calibrated, practical approach that is open to and will explore diplomacy with North Korea to try to make practical progress that increases the security of the United States, our allies, and our deployed forces.
The Trump administration tried summit diplomacy with high-profile meetings in hopes of reaching a big, comprehensive deal. Joseph Yoon, who was U.S. Special Representative for North Korea until 2018, says the Biden team is moving away from that.
Some people call it step-by-step approach. Some people call it incremental approach. So essentially, the U.S. is giving up on immediate denuclearization, but hopefully diplomatic engagement can lead to an eventual denuclearization.
Biden officials have said little about what kind of deal they want, and Yoon points out that North Korea will have its say.
Everyone has a plan. That's what the boxer Mike Tyson said, until you get punched in the mouth, you know? And so we are now waiting to see whether North Korea will throw that punch or not.
Over the weekend, North Korea accused the U.S. of having a hostile policy because Biden, in a speech to Congress, described North Korea's nuclear program as a serious threat. Jean Lee, who runs the Korea program at the Woodrow Wilson International Center for Scholars, was surprised.
Biden's comments to Congress were so measured. I mean, he really didn't give the North Koreans that much to work with, to be honest. But the response was blistering.
And she fears it could be a sign of what's to come.
I do believe that Kim Jong-un does want to get back to the nuclear negotiations, but he has to come back to them in a stronger position. And unfortunately, the way that the North Koreans have done that in the past is to raise tensions.
Ambassador Yoon of the U.S. Institute of Peace is hoping North Korea won't do anything provocative while diplomats try to quietly probe what's possible. He thinks the U.S. should work along two tracks.
One track on denuclearization and second track on peace building or peace negotiations. I think that will go some ways to getting North Koreans to think, yes, this may indeed be a different game.
The Korean War ended in 1953 with an armistice, not a peace treaty. Working on that, Yoon says, could run in parallel to the thorny negotiations over North Korea's growing nuclear arsenal. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.